Progress. We're going to make progress in Pilgrim's Progress. We left our pilgrims happily on the Delectable Mountains. I'm sure they were happier to have been left there for the last 3 months than in Doubting Castle or somewhere like that. But it's time to move them on, I think. I hope to finish before July next year. So, the Delectable Mountains. The shepherds were there, pointing them to the Celestial City. They were seeing some of the outcomes of others who had strayed, including those who had been inmates of Doubting Castle and are now blind and wandering around the tombs. They really brought it home to them that that could have been their fate there. But anyway, they're on their way now. They've been given some advice to watch out because there's somebody called Deceiver that might just be there between the Delectable Mountains and the Celestial City. So on they proceed. Well, first of all, they see somebody a little further ahead. And his name is Ignorance. Is that a very promising name? Is that a very promising name? Is that a good name? Middle name, Ignorance. Chris Ignorance Hand, I don't know. Glad I didn't get called that. Not so good, is it? Not so brilliant. Doesn't suggest this fellow's really worked this thing out at all. So they go up to him, and they speak to him. And he says, I'm hoping to go to the Celestial City. I pray, and I give tithes, and I'm trying very hard. Is that the right answer? Is that a good answer to give? Are you going to heaven? Well, yes, I'm praying and giving money to the poor. And is that a good answer? No, it isn't, is it, Grace? Why is it not a good answer? It's in your name, actually. Why is it not a good answer? Because do we get to heaven by works? Is it what we do that gets us to heaven? It's grace, isn't it? It's grace. God's forgiveness, God's mercy, that will get us to glory. So Ignorance hasn't quite understood this. So they ask him, well, did you go through the narrow gate? Did you find the gate and go through there? No, he said, we don't know anything about that. Where I come from, it was a nice grassy lane that I walked along and just sort of joined in. Oh, dear. So make sure you're not Ignorance. Make sure you're not sort of just wandering along. You need to enter by the narrow gate. There needs to be repentance. So they leave him behind. They think, well, we'll talk to him again later. I don't think at the moment he's really listening to us. We'll have to come back to him. So on they went a little further. There was another man. He was walking very slowly. He was walking towards the Celestial City. Well, Mr. Little Faith. Little Faith. And he was stumbling along there, going very painfully slowly. And he seemed to have had all kinds of troubles and all kinds of setbacks and all places where he'd sort of stopped and didn't seem to really have much impetus to go forward. But yet he still went forward. There's a beautiful lesson there, isn't there? How much faith does one need? Does the Lord Jesus say in his famous parable, the size of what was it? You remember? The size of what? What sort of size? Go on, James. A mustard seed. Minute, a speck. That'll do. If you're looking to Christ, if you're trusting in him, even if your trust is at times a little bit wobbly, and even if at times he seems very distant and you seem to be struggling, you have the truth in you. You're going to glory, and so is Mr. Little Faith, even though he was getting there very painfully slowly, but he was on the way. So anyway, they saw him. Then they came to a crossroads. What do we do now? And they'd been given some instructions by the shepherds, but they made a mistake here. What do you think the mistake was? What do you think they didn't do? They had instructions in their pocket. What didn't they do? What didn't they do, James? They didn't read them. Anything you get from IKEA or something, read the instructions. Disaster else will follow. They didn't read the instructions. And there was a white figure standing there. I know the way, he said. It's this way. So they followed him. Now, who had the shepherds warned them they would meet on their way to the Celestial City, whose name began with D, I mentioned a moment ago? Deceiver. Deceiver. Well, soon the path kind of bent round, and they're actually going in the opposite direction to the Celestial City. They're thinking, oh, what's this? But just then, they got caught in a net. Deceiver, you see. He'd led them astray, dressed in white. why the devil can transform himself into an angel of light can sound very, very plausible, can persuade, can be very, very kind and generous at times. But he wants us to go away from the true path. So you've got to be on your toes. You've got to be on your toes. There are plenty of teachers out there that really are just like that. And of course, then the mask slips, his white garment drops off, and he's a horrible, impish creature inside. So that was not the person at all. They'd forgotten to look at their instructions, keep checking by the Bible, and they'd followed this plausible, dressed in white seeming character. And there they were. Oh, what have we done? Well, the Lord sent somebody to help them, a shining one right there, and he was not so very pleased with them, and he told them they'd been wrong to do what they did, but he cut the net and led them back to where they should have been. That's the way. If we follow the wrong teaching, the wrong teachers, we end up going backwards, not forwards, and we have to then retrace our steps to get back to the truth and then to be on our journey again. So they're on their way. We've brought them forward again. We've left them there 3 months on the Delectable Mountains, but we're back on the journey, and we're getting near to the end of the journey. So God willing, in the new year, we might actually get them to the Celestial City. Let's sing 856, Away in a Manger, 856.